Okay, we are cruising right along at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, with our college football preview. We opened up tonight's show talking about the Big 12 Conference. Well, we're going to close out tonight's show talking about the Big 12 Conference once again and providing the helping hand and giving his early projections in this highly anticipated 2014 season with the college football playoff as it makes its debut. It is time now to head to Norman, Oklahoma, with a senior writer from OU Insider and also with KREF 1400 AM, and that is our good friend James Hale. How are you, James?
Hey, I'm doing great. The only bad thing is I don't get to see you in person because that's always a pleasure. But, hey, I appreciate your friendship and thanks for having me on. I appreciate that. And for all the OU fans out there, just check out OUinsider.com and I think they will really enjoy what they see.
They certainly will, and James will talk some more about that. But let's start off talking, typically when I have you on the program, we hit on OU, we talk about football, but let's step back and examine the strength of the Big 12 Conference. What, it's the 19th season. Is this conference, is it moving in the right direction? Because there's been so much chatter and talk about just the progression of the Pac-12.
Well, the Big 12, at least the members within it, believe that they have a great conference. They've been reluctant to add any teams to it because they feel like their conference is good enough as it is to keep moving forward. And they like splitting the money among 10 teams. And, of course, that money continues to grow with the college football playoff. And, they're going to have record money distributed to the five super conferences. And then the six remaining conferences will also have a bigger piece of the pie. So I can't sit here and say financially that Oklahoma's making a bad decision. And since they've always been in contention through the old BCS system and their scheduling was always so good that they were in contention to play in the national title, for the national title, or go
sure.
to a major bowl,
yeah.
I have to believe that, Oklahoma believes that they're doing the right things. Now, Texas, because people didn't like working with Texas, A&M left, Nebraska left, and Missouri left, and I don't think they're disappointed Colorado left. I think the Big 12 would have loved to have A&M remain a member, and, they'd love to have Nebraska back, and Oklahoma fans would, so you could play Nebraska every other year or whatever, however it worked out. So, it's interesting to me because next week the Big 12 will have their media day, and we'll get more of a idea of how everybody feels about the conference, but from everything that I get a feeling so far, they feel like they're doing the right thing with 10 teams. And what will change that, E, is if they have, let's say, an undefeated team at the end, and they still don't get in the Final Four because they don't have a postseason game. But Joe Castiglione, the outstanding AD for OU, has told me that they'll have to just see how that plays out. And if they find after a couple of years that not having a championship game is hurting them, they'll think of some other way to have that, whether that's to go ahead and have one among 10 members or look for a change in the NCAA rule that would allow them to do that or expand and bring two more teams in. The money is so good with the playoff that I think that that the conference might look to expand in the future just mm-hmm. because there's enough money to go around even if you expand to 12 teams. So I still think at some point they're going to expand and bring more teams. I say that just kind of feeling around and things, but it's not going to be in the next couple of years. They seem tickled pink to be right where they are.
Uh-huh.
So whether the nation believes that or not, that's what the conference members think.
Okay, you're listening to The Voice, the senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, one of our regular guests at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And with Oklahoma coming off that huge Sugar Bowl win against Alabama, you look at Baylor, they made significant strides, emerging as potentially a national title contender under Art Briles. That certainly overall, that really helps boost the stock about this conference.
Yeah, it does. And in the preseason poll, Oklahoma's number one, followed by Baylor. They're the only two teams to get first-place votes. Oklahoma got 47, Baylor 9. That's how I voted it as well. I voted Kansas State third. They are third. It's the middle of the pack where people really aren't sure who's going to emerge. For instance, I had TCU fourth. Well, the preseason poll, the rest of the media voted them down to seventh. They have Texas fourth. I'm not as high on Texas right now as I think I will be in a couple of years when Charlie Strong really has a chance to solidify his program, but I'm not sure who the quarterback is. Jonathan Gray's not. I don't know if he's healthy or not. Now, they'll play defense because Coach Strong knows how to coach defense, and they'll do it on their white side. I like Coach Wickline in the offensive line, but still, I think they need Jonathan Gray and that quarterback to come through. Oklahoma State's fifth, and so just it comes down to whether you like Oklahoma State or Texas Tech. I went with State fifth and Tech sixth. but Oklahoma State has to rebuild a defense. But watch out for Tyreek Hill, who plays running back for Oklahoma State. He's the fastest player in the conference, and he's one of the fastest players in the country. And they can run the football at Oklahoma State. They'll always be able to do that. But can J.W. Walsh be that kind of quarterback that can get them to finish higher in the conference? So we'll see. And then, you know, I don't have a lot of hope for West Virginia, Iowa State, and Kansas. I'm not saying they'll be easy to play. They all have an individual star or two. They'll be well coached. Kansas was in a couple of games last year. They just didn't know how to finish. So Charlie Weiss doing some pretty good things there. But we'll see. And I think that's how the conference is going to shape up.
Okay, James, you mentioned Oklahoma, Baylor. What separates the Sooners from Baylor?
Defense. I mean, Oklahoma is going to have the best defense in the conference and one of the best defenses in the country. They continue to grow with that new scheme at the 3-4, and that's not only the players but the coaches who continue to visit with other coaching staffs and pro staffs that run the 3-4. Mike Stoops is well-connected. Jerry Montgomery knows a bunch of coaches. You know Bob does too, Bob Stoops. And so they can find people they can go and share ideas with. And Mike is, I think Mike this time around as a defensive coordinator is so much more creative and so much more into it than he was the first time around where he was sharing duties with Brent Venables, who's now the outstanding defensive coordinator at Clemson. I think Mike at this point in his career loves what he's doing. He's getting paid pretty handsomely, and he's getting a chance to really create a defense. And they'll come up with more packages. They've made a couple of moves. They put Geno Gresham at the jack. They've moved Stryker to the nickel. They've moved Julian Wilson, who was the nickel, to corner. They've gotten automatically bigger with those three moves at those three positions. And I think defensively, Oklahoma's a lot better than Baylor going in. Now, people will say, well, Baylor's better offensively, but they're not going to be that much better than Oklahoma. And I think by the end of the year, I'm not sure that you'll say that. But Bryce Petty is the offensive player, preseason player of the year. They add KD Cannon, who's got great speed outside. But the big difference going in, and the reason why Oklahoma's rated and such a decided favorite, is because, boy, they play good defense.
Well, that Oklahoma-Baylor game, it's already sold out. You're talking about Oklahoma's their stout defense. So much chatter in terms of with the Bears and that they are loaded offensively. But what kind of strides and improvement have you seen in terms of with the Baylor Bears defensively?
Well, last year they had a really good defense. You know, they just got bigger and stronger, and they played aggressively, and boy, they had a secondary that would knock your head off, and yeah, they just got better on defense. But the key thing is, will they be able to do that again this year? You know, and that's what really separates a program. I've said this about Oklahoma State for years. It's one thing to be good, you know, for a couple of years, but if you have to fall off for a year or two, that's when your program proves that it's not as good as the elite programs in the country. So we'll see what Baylor comes up with. I know Art Briles, I know I'm going to hear next week that, hey, our defense has improved, and, you know, we've got this going and that going, and, you know, but we'll see. He'll have to convince me. They lost so many starters over there. And if they lose Petty, the season's over. Of course, if OU loses Trevor Knight, probably they're not going to have the great season that they thought. They don't have a backup quarterback that's taken a snap yet, unless Baker Mayfield somehow gets eligible, and he's still not eligible at this point. And OU, if Doriel Green Beckham gets eligible to play, if they NCAA rules he can play, and OU's putting together, you know, a waiver that you know, package that they hope the NCAA will sign off on, boy, Oklahoma just all of a sudden that's the only position they don't have experience in. And if they get him in there along with Sterling Shepard and whoever else emerges from the outstanding young crop of sophomores, redshirt freshmen, and freshmen they have, look out. You know, Oklahoma could be really, really good.
A lot of questions in terms of will they be a playoff contender. Hey, James, we appreciate you joining us just for a short segment this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thanks, Jay.
Hey, thanks, E.
Okay, a special thank you to James Hale, the senior writer from OU Insider, our very own Sean Salisbury with Yahoo Sports Radio. Each and every week, Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, Kevin Smells from the Ledbetter Golf Academy, Jeff Kaplan with NBA.com, and a very special guest tonight, Gary Patterson, TCU's head football coach. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports.